This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, always, just for clarity, I don't care if you're 180 degrees from where I'm at on an issue. I really don't. If you're willing to talk openly about it, if you're willing to talk about it and have an honest conversation, if you would, then I'm there with you. But if all you got to try to do is, like some people do, you know, they call names and tell me how ignorant I am, how stupid I am, how much I hate women and hate men and, you know, hate gay people, and I'm just a hater. I'm a hater of biblical proportion, apparently. You know, so I don't know. I don't even know where to go. When you guys go down that road, we're done. It's really that simple. We're just done. And you know, some of the conversations I'm going down a whole different road than I wanted to. So bear with me a minute. Some of the people I talked to today about immediately jumping on how bad Trump is going to be. And I start saying, so let's just deal. You know, I realize that some of these people you can't deal with from a sensible standpoint. It's true. Let's just be honest about it. You know, somebody brought it up in the Facebook feed just now. You know, Sherry did. First and foremost, Trump loves America. Now, he may love himself a whole bunch. I know, you know, I heard that today, which I thought was really funny. Yes, he's full of himself. He loves himself, all that. But he loves this country. And if you don't believe he does, there's some, maybe you need psychiatric care. I don't know. But he does. He loves his country. And that's where you have to start, isn't it? You have to start by wanting to give up, wanting to, you know, loving this country enough to be willing to give up. I had some customers. I even have a friend of mine. It makes me crazy. When I push him to do something that's painful, and he always says, you know, I got to do business here. What he's saying is, I'm not going to do it because I don't want to have to put up with the aggravation that comes afterward. Come on, let's be honest about it. That's what he's saying, is it not? So what we need to do is have people that are willing to say, hey, yeah, I don't care what it costs me. I'm going to do this. And look, I'm no saint, but the only examples I can give you are mine, the ones that have to do with me, right? And I became the chairman of a prayer breakfast in my local area. And I can't tell you how many people would call. They want to know what businesses were supporting this prayer. I know, of all things, a prayer breakfast. Go figure. What businesses were supporting this prayer breakfast because they no longer want to do business with them. Yeah, they had a problem with a prayer breakfast. Go figure that one out. So, you know, you had to make a decision, right? Hey, I'm going to get out of this prayer breakfast thing. It's costing us business. It could cost us business. Could cost us some trouble. I don't want to do this. But a lot of us decided to stay with it. Matter of fact, more people left than stayed with it because they didn't want the aggravation. What if our founding fathers decided, you know, this is going to be tough? We're up against the We're up against the biggest, most powerful army and navy on the face of the planet. I don't know if I want to do this. Right? They decided that this was something that they needed to be part of. That they were willing to give up family, property, businesses, their own lives. Right? The ultimate sacrifice. Now, I don't know. I'm going to be a little rude here. I don't know if giving up your own life is the ultimate sacrifice. For those of us who have children, right? I mean, seeing your children killed in front of your eyes, would that be pretty bad, pretty tough? You know, in the old torture days, part of the torture was them torturing and killing a family member and then letting that person go so that it would be seared in your memory because they could see it forever. But I know, I went off again. But think about what our founding fathers were willing to give up. Think about the people in our lives. I mean, the people in our history throughout the years and what they were willing to give up. So that you could have your freedom today. As I like to say, so you could have the right, the freedom to be stupid and ignorant and burn American flags and sit down during the national anthem or take a knee to make $16 million to be oppressed by making $16 million in this terrible, terrible, oppressive country today. Right? All the things that are available to you because people were willing to give the ultimate sacrifice, because people were willing to go overseas and fight. You know, and that's the other thing. Stop talking about how us fighting in the Middle East doesn't help us here. Because it does. It does keep us safe here. We should be able to stop, or could be able, or should be able, or whatever. We should be able to stop an attack on a World Trade Center over there. It shouldn't get over here. We shouldn't have to shoot it out of the sky. We shouldn't have to be worried that scrambled jets every time a plane is not responding. And we, you know, again, I know some of you listening, you're not, you're doing the work. So it's not aimed at you. Please, if you're doing the work, then it's not aimed at you. Get off of Facebook. One night, get off of Facebook. And go do something in your community that makes it better. And I'm not being foo-foo. I'm not saying go read a book to some school. I'm saying get out there. Go to a school board meeting. Go to a water board meeting. Go to a city council meeting. And get engaged. When we get back, we'll talk about the white women that like Donald Trump. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars, but by the 1900s that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so. recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. Head up to the website, thereelside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, sign up for my weekly email blast. My book will be coming out soon, very shortly. I actually kind of waited till after the election so I wouldn't get buried in all this stuff. So it'll be make a great Christmas gift, I guarantee it. If you got conservative, I guess you don't even have to be conservative. There's a lot of stuff in there that'll kind of make you chuckle, make you throw up, you know? So I said earlier, some people thought it would be a little weird, but I don't really care, that, you know, there's proof that Donald Trump, you know, remember, we were told that white women wouldn't vote for Donald Trump, right?
Hey, boys! Look what I got here.
Hey, where are the white women at?
And for those of you who really get that, there's a movie that couldn't be made. You want to talk about political correctness gone awry? there's a movie that couldn't be made today. The Blazing Saddles. There are so many great lines in that movie. And you couldn't do that today. It'd be just be, it'd be outrage. You'd think these little snowflakes are going nuts now with Trump. There'd be riots at every cinema in the country. There wouldn't be any theater. They'd burn them down is what they would do, right? I mean, think of all the movies you could. I mean, Mel Brooks would have been broke. He would have claimed bankruptcy. None of his movies would. Think about it. Young Frankenstein, Blazing Saddles, History of the World, Part 1, Part 2. I mean, give me a break. And all of those. Those were snorting coke coming out of your nose kind of funny. But the world has changed. Because we've let it. Anyway. White women. Now, we kept hearing over and over. And, you know, if I had a big staff, I'd have somebody cut the pieces. But we keep hearing over, or kept hearing over and over and over again, how educated white women were not voting. They weren't going to Donald Trump. They weren't voting for Donald Trump. Which always irritated me. You heard me tell Kimberly that earlier, where, why do you have to say educated white women? I don't even understand why you have to say white women. So in other words, if you have two brain cells to rub together, according to the left, you're not going to vote for, you'd be crazy not to vote for Hillary. But if you're uneducated, you're going to vote for Donald. They did the same thing, for some of you who've been listening for a while, you know I've been saying that. They did the same thing with blue-collar workers. Remember, they used to call them blue-collar workers. They're union workers. The true Democrats, the flesh and blood of the country. And then what happened? Nancy Pelosi, when she saw that they were in trouble and that some of the workers were leaving, they no longer called them blue-collar workers. Now she started calling them uneducated workers. And the reason I know they were saying workers is because at one point in time, she said the men and women that are working in warehouses, they're working in plants, they're working in manufacturing, those are the same people she used to talk about in light of the blue-collar workers. So apparently, as long as you're a registered Dem, you're smart, you're wonderful, you're perfect just the way you are, everything about you is just terrific. The minute you decide to switch parties or even vote Republican, now you're an ignoramus. You're an idiot. There's nothing good about you. And apparently, those white women, they supported Trump by good numbers over Hillary Clinton. Now, it could be one of the biggest data points or shocking data points to emerge from Donald Trump's stunning presidential victory. More white women backed him than Hillary Clinton. And that's according to the national exit polls. Trump received 53% of the white women, while Clinton only got 43%. Now, this wasn't collected by a right or a left-wing think tank. This was collected by Edison Research for the AP. We kept hearing that the black vote wasn't going to him, that he wasn't going to get any blacks to vote for him, blacks shouldn't vote for him, blah, 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 blah. And the blacks did come out and vote for him in big numbers. Evangelicals. 82%, now I got to find that email from earlier, but 82% of the evangelicals who voted broke for Trump, went to Trump. Come on, think about that. That's a big number. That may have put him over the top. I don't know. It's a big voting block. And I was so pleased to see from the pulpits how pastors, without breaking the law that doesn't exist, were giving him, we're talking about where Christians, how Christians should be voting, what they should be looking for, how they should be looking at this. And I said it at the time, you Christians better get off your butt. Even though we have Mr. Trump in there, even though he said he would stick up for us, you need to hold his feet to the fire. You need to make sure that is happening, and not 3.5 years down the road. Some of the changes we want, they need to be done within the next 2 years, because you don't know what's going to happen 2.5 years down the road. You don't know what you're going to be able to do or not be able to do. So why wait? Come on, think it through. Why wait? So like I said, you have, what number did I give you? 82% of evangelical Christians voted for Donald Trump. I don't know how any Christian could have voted for her. I have no clue. If you as a Christian have want to write me because you don't want me, you know, you don't want to get on the air with me or what have you. If you could tell me, you as a Christian, as a devout Christian, one that goes to church at least, I don't know, five times a year. If you could tell me, show me a scripture, back it up biblically, how you can vote for somebody who approves of partial birth abortion, taking the life of a live human being that is totally defenseless. You know, at that point, I'd give up my God. If you could prove to me the Bible said that it's okay to kill a life, abort a baby, especially at the partial birth abortion level, I will renounce God. Because I know you can't do it. I don't serve a God that's hateful and mean and unloving and uncaring. I don't. And don't give me that stuff. See, this is that snowflake mentality, right? Think about the mother's life. Why is it in danger? No, but she's already got three kids. Okay, and? So it's not you're going to have a fourth one. Give it up for adoption. Oh, you're going to make her go through that for 9 months and give it up for adoption? No, I'd rather have you stick a scissors in the back neck of a baby and have them go through that pain for a few minutes while you're killing them. No, I much prefer that, right? Think about something. Think. I was going down here. Oh, I can't. I'm Joe Messina, your host. When we come back, I will finish that up. Because I'm not letting it go. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money?
Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life?
Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website, therealside.com. Come on, ain't that hard, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots you can do up there. And, look, we win. When I say we win, I'm not necessarily talking about Republicans, people. Conservatives, people who love this country. Look, my dad's a registered Democrat. He has been for 107 years. I'm not going to get the man to change. Now, he votes Republican most of the time. He votes conservative most of the time. So, again, I have family members of Democrats. I have friends of the Democrats. Truly, they just don't know the Republicans, frankly. And it's just a thing. They've been there forever, so it's just a thing. So some of you misunderstood my comment, and I don't know how. I know I don't speak so good sometimes. I'm not highly educated. But when I say get off of Facebook, not every night. And I would dare to say that some of you couldn't keep up with some of the stuff I do, and I'm not going to pat myself on the back, but you get involved in the community on those things that you're passionate about. So if it's kids and education, then go to school board meetings. Engage. Get involved. If it's, water safety or water or making sure people get what they need in their homes, then go to a water board meeting, city council, about building, homes being built and how the community is rolling out. I said, take one night a week, a couple of hours, one night a week, actually. Get off Facebook and go down and do your thing. Now, if you're already doing it, God bless you. Thank you. I mean that, really, seriously. I know what it takes. So one time, I think I was on a PTA school site. I probably was on five or six committees at one time and gone two nights a week. Yeah. And I...
Only two.
Aren't we funny, right? And not that I did, because I love being with my wife, so I didn't want to be with my wife, but it was because there were things going on in the community that I felt somebody could lend a different ear to, a different eye to, take a different viewpoint. I didn't protest. I didn't burn down a local CVS or any of that stuff. I did. Yeah, I got to be careful with that. But, yeah, I did. I should play Parenthood out. You're right. Oh, that's right. When I was on PTA. Yep, they were going to buy advertisements in the paper. Myself and a couple of businessmen said, we'll put up the money. Just leave it blank. If all you're looking for is money, we don't need them. We don't need their money the way they give their money. So it doesn't take a whole bunch. All right? And somebody talked about scholarships. I got to tell you, I watch a lot of people. I was with a lot of people. It wasn't at the time, it wasn't the thing that I did or even knew how to do.
but those people raise money for scholarships, giving kids to the young men and women that are leaving high school. Maybe they're going to be carpenters, electricians, plumbers, hairdressers. You know, $500 scholarships for them go a long way for tools and that kind of stuff. Even gas money to get back and forth to their internships or their schools. It's great. So, you know, again, you can always send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, if you want to know more. So what I was on a rant before about abortion, as I recall. And when we were talking about the Christian vote, the evangelical vote, 82% of it went to Donald Trump. Now, I got to tell you something. I grew up Catholic. I want to clear this up right from the beginning. I loved my Catholic upbringing. If any of you make fun of what took place in the Catholic Church years ago, I'll take you out of the chat room. Because you know what? Things like that happen. I get it. It was wrong. It was bad. I'm hoping and believing it's not going on today. I'm no longer Catholic. I'm considered one of those evangelical Christians. I still love my Catholic friends, my Catholic brothers and sisters. And the one thing I learned in the Catholic Church, I tell you what, if you didn't get anything else out of it, matter of fact, if you didn't get this much out of the Catholic Church, you weren't paying attention. But you learn how to have a trust and an understanding of God. You really do. There is no question in your mind that He exists. But I cannot understand my Catholic brethren who came out and voted in low numbers. And not only did they vote in low numbers, but Trump and Pence won the overall Catholic vote 52-45. That means that 45% of Catholics voted for Hillary, voted for someone who, I'm just going to stick on the abortion level, which is totally against biblical principle. I can show it to you over and over again. I can give you 32 scriptures that show you that abortion is wrong. Does he use the word abortion? No, I have a funny feeling their dictionary was a little different back then. So they won the white Catholics 60-37%, but they lost the Latino Catholics 67-26. Think about that. Somebody in that church, instead of, you know, the church should not be promoting, and we'll get into this deeper later, but shouldn't be promoting illegal immigration. The church's job is to save souls. When you get the soul saved, you know what the Bible says? You're supposed to live by the laws of the land. You know that? To some of you pseudo-Christians, pseudo-Bible thumpers, pseudo-churchgoers, you know that the Bible tells you to live by the laws of the land? So if the law of the land is you come to this country legally, you claim to be a Catholic or a Christian, you're here illegally, and you're making absolutely no attempt to become legal, you're breaking God's law. You are purposely and actively breaking God's law. Not right. You can't justify that in any way, shape, manner, or form. So, get back to the abortion thing. And I'm tired of you, some of you, send me emails or send me links to stories about how, you know, the woman can't have another kid. You know, she's already got 3 kids at home. Well, you know what? I know families that have 4, 5, and 6 kids at home. I also know that the last time I checked, it was there are 14 parents waiting for every one adoption. I mean, for every one, what is it, 14 parents waiting for every one baby aborted. That's what it is. Do you know how many families you can make happy? By instead of aborting, is adopting? And, you know, they talk about the self, you know, if you read some of these pukey articles by Planned Parenthood and those who support them, about what a selfless act it is to abort a baby. Think about this. I don't know how much crack, and because you have to do them all. I don't know how much crack and booze you'd have to take to have this make sense. That it's a selfless act to abort a baby. The way they back it up is they say, because the mother doesn't have the finances to take care of the baby. The mother doesn't have the patience. She's not mature enough. Oh, is she mature enough to have sex? Right? That's okay. I mean, you guys promote that at any age almost. So she's not mature enough to take care of the baby and give the baby what it needs. So the only humane thing is she can do, the only selfless act she can do is to abort the baby. I mean, you can't get any more BS than that. No, I'll tell you what a selfless act is. A selfless act is when the doctor comes in and tells the mother, as she's starting labor, one of you is going to die. We've got a problem here. We have a complication. If we take the baby now, it dies. We can save your life. And the mother who says, take mine, let the baby live. That's a selfless act. And that goes on in hospital rooms every day. Now, some of you are going to say, well, that's stupid. That's crazy. Why did she have to give up her life? She can always make another baby. It's not just a baby. It's a human life that's starting out its life. Now, this may not sound right. Again, I told you I'm not highly educated. The words don't always come out right. But you got a woman giving birth that might be 20, 25, maybe even 30 years old. I don't know. She's lived her life, or she's living her life. But again, I'm going to say, the selfless act is going through the 9 months and giving the baby up for adoption. The selfless act is telling the doctor to take your life and keep the baby's life. That's the selfless act. The snowflake stuff that you see today, it's all about me. Me, mine, what's better for me. What can you do for me? What gives me the best result? What makes me show up more than you? That's not selfless at all. That's selfish. Let that, you know, I mean, I know some of you don't agree because I get your emails afterward. You're conservatives. You're on the same page as me in most places. Right? But you don't get this part of selflessness. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. You know, I didn't mean to. That all sounded pretty down, didn't it? Yeah. Everybody crying? We all crying? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Please, 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 if you give me your email address, I send them an email every week. I let you know who we're going to have on the show, the kind of topics we're going to hit. And I get you information. And soon, with the book out, we've got all kinds of little coffee cups and stuff like that. You can find those on Facebook right now. We're going to get them up on the website soon. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, Get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park. Meantime,
we are back. You're listening to The Real Side on Genesis Communication Network. Hey, thanks for being with me tonight. I always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do want you involved in the conversation. Now, one of the things on that white woman segment we did, I want you to be aware of. I did not know this, but white women are a key demographic. They make up almost 40% of the voters. Actually, it's 37% of the voters. So I think that's a big deal. And I think it's a big deal again. I mean, if you think about all the... If he won that many votes, white women, that many white women voted for him, I would venture to say, suggest, they didn't believe all the stuff coming out against him on women. And I... Well, yeah, I mean, if you're honest with yourself and you look at what Hillary did to women, women that were assaulted by her husband, this was a slam dunk. Okay, two quick crazy stories before we call it a wrap here. Muslims demand locals take down their Christmas lights this year because it's a violation of Islam and they find it offensive. Well, you know, there's a whole bunch of countries, people, that you can go to if you want to, you know, practice your Muslim religion without impeding on anybody. See, the difference is, we as Christians, you can do whatever you want to do it during your religious holiday. We don't impose ourselves on you. And when you have somebody to try to tell you that you're a bigot or Islamophobe or what have you in these kind of situations, just call them a jackwagon.
just look at him and say, what is wrong with you? See, I'm willing to allow you to have your say. I'm willing to allow you to celebrate your holiday, but you're not willing to allow me to celebrate mine, and you want me to honor you? Not going to happen. See, it's called mutual respect. The worldwide politically correct push reached a new low this month when many towns in Sweden banned the use of Christmas lights on the street to avoid offending millions of Muslim migrants that have gotten into their country, or flooded into their country, if you would. I mean, think about that. They're going to change everything because of new... You know what? It's called assimilation. No, I'm not talking about the Borg type for you Star Trek freaks. Some of you are new to the show. You're new regular listeners to the show. My parents, grandparents, they came here from Italy. I don't recall them using lira. I don't recall them, speaking Italian all the time. My grandfather actually was like, no. You're in America. Speak English. Except when they were trying to hide stuff from the kids. Then they spoke Italian. Or they got really excited. They kind of slipped into it. And they did assimilate when they came here. They did take on American customs. They never gave up their Italian heritage. When I say there were customs and things that they did that were really cool, and we were taught about their heritage, we were taught about our ancestry. But we were Americans of Italian descent. That's how it works. And again, there's nothing wrong with you talking about that or holding on to it or speaking to it. I'm proud of the fact that, Italian people came to this country for a better life and did assimilate. I'm not proud of the bad ones, the mafia ones. I'm not proud of those guys. And see, I don't take it as an offense that when you use the word mafia, you think Italian. I don't even take it as an offense that some people think, because I'm Italian, I must be associated with the mafia. It's ignorance. How do you get mad at ignorant people? Seriously. They don't even know they're stupid. I mean, really. So, I'm bored with that. I'm going to move on to another story. I want to go back to the professor who's been canceling classes and there's not one, there's many of them. The canceling classes so the kids, the snowflakes, the powder puffs, can cope with anxiety. These must be the same kids. Do you remember when we did that story about the college kids that wanted extra time to take their finals because it was getting into their protest? It was cutting too much into their protest time. They couldn't get enough sleep because they were out protesting. So they thought the professors should give them a little leniency because it was important to protest. Now protesters across the professors across the nation already canceled classes on Wednesday to help students deal with their emotional distress as they come to grips with a shocking election of Donald Trump. I'm telling you, earth-shattering, right? At the University of Connecticut, for example, the one professor emailed her students to inform them that since the election process has been particularly trying for so many people, she would not be taking role in class tomorrow. Because I know this process has been difficult, she says, for many of you, emotionally and mentally. I wanted to let you know that I'm not taking role in class tomorrow, English professor Breem Leek stated in her email to the class members. Wouldn't it be great if you could call your work? Right? Call into work, go, look, I'm like totally distraught that Trump won. So I won't be able to come in today. I'm really having a problem. I'm sorry, what? I don't have to come in anymore? Oh, okay. I mean, really, your boss, how long would they put up with that? Why should they put up with it, I guess is the question. Come on, this is nuts. So now we're allowing our professors, we're allowing our educators to dictate or to teach your kids what's acceptable, what's not acceptable, and how to handle social issues and social crises. This is where I said to you earlier when Kimberly was on the show with me. This is when I said to you, no, stop this. You need to push back on this. You need to push back and go, no. We're not going to raise kids like this. We're not going to have kids that think like this. We're not going to have kids that are allowed to throw their hands up and then the teachers accommodate. Right? These are the kids that are going to be your future legislators. Hello? That's got to scare you. She said, depending on how attendance works out, we may adjust the schedule and use Wednesday's class as a review day. The message adds, however, if you feel like you need to take a personal day, I absolutely understand that as well. Another professor at the University of Rochester, Carl Mon, canceled all his meetings with students after Election Day because, you ready for this one? He couldn't bear to discuss the outcome with his students. Apparently, producer has something to say.
I watched the space shuttle blow up on TV as I was walking out to class. There were no classes canceled that day. There was a teacher on board. That was like a national disaster, for heaven's sakes. And we all still went to school and took our tests.
Yeah. You mean they didn't have counselors waiting for you when you got there?
No.
And you were in Florida.
We brought our own Kleenex, sucked it up, and took the tests. Yeah, I was in Florida. I was like 20 miles from where it happened.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's terrible.
And I could see it in the sky. All you had to do was walk out the front door. You could see it.
That's right, too. Florida's pretty flat. Kind of hard to miss anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So no snowflakes in your...
No snowflakes. Grow up. Suck it up.
You heard it. You know what? I'm not trying to be cold or cruel. I mean, if some people truly are affected by this kind of stuff, I don't know how. I don't know why. I don't know how. You know, for some of you, again, who are new to the show, I call this the speed bump generation. At least that's what I used to call them. Now I have to call them the snowflake generation. They've actually become worse. And I like to talk about how when we were kids growing up, yes, back when a tablet was talking about a slate tablet, when we were kids growing up, you know, we'd run into a wall, so to speak, and our parents always said, you know what, you find a way around the wall, over the top, around the side, don't look at me, I'm not going to be there to help you all the time. You find a way to get it accomplished. Nowadays, the kids hit a speed bump in the floor, and they text how to get over a speed bump. They don't get an answer. They got to look at mommy and dad. They don't know what to do. They're dead. They're stuck. We're not teaching our kids to deal with adversity. You need to teach your kids how to deal with things that don't go right. It doesn't mean you do something for them. That doesn't mean you call the teacher and say, you know, Johnny's had a rough weekend. Yeah, he boozed it up too much and couldn't get his project done. I mean, seriously. You'd be surprised what parents do. He goes on to say, to be perfectly honest, I've had a hard time justifying today sitting face to face with you and saying with a straight face, yes, some of our lives and livelihoods are literally in more danger today than they were yesterday. But hey, let's talk about your thesis statement. Now, see, I don't know how he got a professorship with an IQ that low. Right? Some of our lives and livelihoods are... You mean that Trump may force you as a college professor to actually work for your money? Oh, my God. One of the students at Iowa State University, Lindsay Beck, posted a copy of an email she received from a professor who had canceled class due to Trump's victory, noting this is only one of two of her classes that were canceled. Due to the emotional response by a large number of students, as a result of last night's election, I have decided to cancel class and to postpone the quiz until Friday. See, my note would have said, I don't care if you're curled up in a fetal position in a ball in your living room. If you're not here at 8, the door gets locked at 8 and 15 seconds, and you get an F. I'm terrible, I know. I'm mean. Hey, I'm Joe, senior host. Thanks for being with me tonight. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Have a great rest of the day. We're back tomorrow, and I want you back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN.